Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
I really appreciate you having me here this morning, Joe.
So it was a special meeting on a special night because Monday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So a meeting on Tuesday, and one of the big items in it was discussion on the rec center project. So talk a little bit about the McCreary Center renovation and the funding opportunities that are now available.
Sure. So as we did at the last city council meeting, we approved plans and specifications and approved going out to bid to get actual numbers for the McCreary Center renovation project. So what this resolution was giving city staff authorization to start applying for grants and other funding opportunities and kind of really kicking off that fundraising program. So next week on the 28th, we do receive all of those bids back. So we'll have a better understanding of that dollar amount that we need to get to. But we've already started some conversations with some local business partners that we have in town, as well as some of those corporate and private foundation grant opportunities that we have. So this resolution, like I said, just gives us the authority to go out and apply for every grant we possibly can towards this project. So, you know, the base bid is about $1 to $1.2 million, with the full project being closer to $1.7 or $8 million. So a little bit of a gap there, but we're hoping that with the support of the community and some granting entities, we'll be able to make that full project happen and fully renovate the McCreary Community Building.
Absolutely. And you mentioned last night that you did this same sort of resolution for the soccer complex, and it basically just saves you some time of bringing all these grant requests to the council, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times we're able to plan ahead pretty well for grant applications, but every now and then one just pops up through a random email that, you know, maybe has an application deadline in a day or two, and we just wouldn't have time to put that through council to approve that application. So just like we did with the soccer complex, this just gives us a lot more flexibility on our ability to go after grants in a more timely fashion.
All right. Now, another project on a lot of people's minds is referred to either as the downtown road rebuilding or the Bateman reconstruction, that sort of thing. You had a professional services agreement with Bolton and Mink that was approved for this specific project, correct?
Yes, sir. This was just our professional services agreement for the design and construction observation for this project. And again, this is the reconstruction of Bateman Street from 1st to 4th, with portions of 3rd Street and 4th Street, as well as portions of Rawson Street. So quite a bit of project going on up there. So overall, the total project would be about $2.5 million, with the RISE grant that was about $850,000. And if we're successful with this EDA grant through the feds, our portion would be between $350,000 and $400,000 to get $2.5 million worth of projects. So an incredible good job on the part of city staff, especially Mike Fastenaw, our partners up at Region 12, and of course Bolton and Mink, in packaging all of those funding options together to get this really important project off the ground and funded a majority of it.
Absolutely. Now, more projects to talk about. It's project time in Perry right now. A couple projects involving the sewer systems in town. So there's a general sewer project going on and then the new sewer plant as well. So you gave an update on those. So talk a little bit about the latest on them.
You betcha. So this sewer plant project kind of has two portions. And with that state revolving loan fund, we have a collection system portion, which will go out to bid in March. And that has portions of sewer under 1st Street, as well as out kind of along 141 east of Burger King, and then some other problem areas kind of closer to the plant on those main lines. And some of this will help with, you know, just some pipes that have deteriorated and need to be replaced, as well as some points in pipe where the pipe is large, then it gets smaller, and then it gets large again. That really restricts that flow. So we're looking at making that pipe so that it flows a little bit better. And then the actual plant will go to bid in April. So we'll get those back and be able to move forward with that project, probably going well into 2021 for the actual plant reconstruction.
All right. One last project I want to ask you about. Like I said, it was basically an evening full of project discussions. So that is the airport project. And some big news on this front, the land acquisition is now complete. So talk a little bit about that.
Yep. Last night, we approved two administrative settlements for the last two property owners out there. So from here, we'll be executing some purchase agreements and moving forward with that, which will allow us to put the dirt work out to bid and get started on that process. So we should be seeing some dirt work start happening yet this summer and hopefully paving next summer. So definitely a lot of exciting activities going on all around town, whether or not it's these public projects, but a lot of private projects going on, a lot of buzz around town. It's a fun time to be in town, whether it's our city projects with renovations of the rec, work at the airport, our sewer system, but then also everything going on downtown on the industrial side up north, as well as all the retail we have going on downtown and all the activity. And again, our housing options that are coming into play here and getting built, bringing new families into town. And that's what I'm really excited about, is growing our family of community. That's something that's really important to me, bringing in new families and making them feel welcome and really encouraging them to become a part of the community. So, you know, I think that's one of the biggest assets of a smaller town outside the metro, is you can really make some great connections and friendships and become part of a true community.
All right. Really quick, getting back to the airport project and the administrative settlements, that had to have been a relief to both yourself and the council that you didn't have to go the eminent domain route after all, correct?
Correct. Yep. We're very happy that we're able to come to a negotiation with these property owners so that we didn't have to go through that whole process.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep. I just want to make a note on a couple of our upcoming city council meetings. We do have a budget workshop on January 31st at 9 a.m. over at the Towncraft building, which is out the corner of 2nd and Willis, and will be upstairs. And then our first city council meeting in February on the 3rd is at 4 p.m. instead of 6 p.m. This will allow us to get through our business so that everybody can be free to go caucus. We try and have that meeting early to allow for caucusing, so encouraging everybody to get out and participate in that activity.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Sven, and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Joe. I appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorinsky with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.